بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, praise be to Allah. We thank Allah and we praise Allah. This is the practice in the Muslim every day of his life, to be mindful of Allah's greatness and to call upon Him in every aspect of life. And we witness that Allah is one. And we witness that He has no partners with Him in the rules of the heavens and in the earth. He is God alone, and nothing comes to Him except as a servant. We praise Him, we seek His help, we seek His guidance, His protection, His forgiveness, and we seek refuge with Allah from the evils of ourselves and our wrongdoings. So Allah says that whomever Allah guides, there is no one to misguide this person or this individual. And whomever Allah leads astray or to follow their own desires, there is no one to bring them back or call them back to the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path. And to Allah belongs all things in the heaven and on earth. And Allah says to us in the Quran that He is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. That He is the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. And then He says that out of His rahmah, He will not cause the reward of the righteous to perish or to be lost. And every affair and decision goes back to Allah, for He is full of knowledge and wisdom. I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. The seal of the prophets, mentioned in the Quran as being the liberator, coming to purify the people and to bring them out of the darkness of ignorance and the darkness of corruption and out of slavery into the light of God's truth. May Allah continue to bestow His blessing upon His messenger Muhammad, as well as his family, his companions, and good people who believe in God and do good works strictly for the pleasure of their Lord. Dear believers, it is Allah's will and His guidance and His laws, His rules that we strive to follow in our everyday life in order that we become better Muslims. And for any accomplishment that we achieve or that we make in life, all the glory and praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says to us in the Quran, He says, who is it that sustains you in life from the sky and from the earth? Or who is it that has power over hearing and sight? And who is it that brings out of the living from the dead, and the dead from the living? And who is it that rules and regulates all affairs? And then Allah says, they will soon say Allah. And then, as we strive to be obedient to Allah's guidance and command, we witness to His greatness. And it becomes clearer and clearer to us that Allah is the provider for all things. Over the physical life, the mental aspect of our development, and over the spiritual knowledge that we gain from from studying of the Quran and the life of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. So we witness Allah asks us to observe, to observe creation. And when we observe creation, we witness how the earth benefits from the rain that Allah sends down. And when we observe the way we were before we begin to study the Quran and the life of the Prophet Muhammad, we see how mankind benefits after we apply the knowledge that we have learned and gained from studying the Quran and the life of the Prophet Muhammad, the prayer and peace be upon him. And so we become a witness to the perfection of Allah's creation. And we witness the harmony. We witness how everything that Allah has created is in harmony with one another. How we don't see them overstepping their boundaries. They are in complete submission to God's rule. And all of this is because Allah says He has made rules for everything. Allah says He has made rules for everything in creation, and He has created everything upon what's up to be justly balanced. And then we read in the Quran, Allah says, He created the heavens and the earth in true proportion. And He makes not the night overlap the day, and the day not overlap the night. And He subjects the sun and the moon to His law. And everyone follow a course for a point of time. And then, of course, is not Allah the exalted in power, the one who forgives again and again. So we witness how all creation is governed by Allah, by Allah's law. For example, when we study science, we learn in the laws of Allah that there's a term called the law of entropy. The law of entropy. This law states that everything in the universe is subject to entropy. Meaning that anything left to itself, everything becomes less stable and less organized with the passage of time. And so to make connections with that, when we look at, for example, an abandoned car, or an abandoned building, or an abandoned house, what happens when we leave it alone for a long period of time? When we don't maintenance on it and take care of it? It begins to deteriorate, and it begins to fall apart. Well, this law is called the law of entropy. That anything that we don't show maintenance to, out of Allah's law, will begin to deteriorate and fall apart to the point where we cannot use it. Well, to the point where it's not beneficial for us. And we witness another law that Allah has designed in the universe in the four seasons. When we witness the four seasons, from fall, winter, spring, and summer, we witness how the season affects vegetation and how it affects the fruit. And so this dictates to the, certain times of the year when fruit is healthy for us to eat, when it tastes better. And there's another law that affects us as human beings internally from the four seasons, where Dr. Abdul Nuruddin has stated that, we do detox, and when we cleanse our body, we remove all the impurities from our body. It's a form of detox for those of us who are health conscious, and we all should be health conscious because the Muslim strives for the best for his physical aspect and his mental aspect. And it said, Dr. Nuruddin has said that the spring is the best time to cleanse the liver. In the heart, it is best to cleanse during the summer. In the lungs, in the fall. And the kidneys should be cleansed during the winter. And of course, he has his proof and he has his studies to prove this, but I have not the time to go into it. But this is his example how the weather that Allah has created even affects us from a physical standpoint. And so, in the 20th century, science researchers have discovered that each and every one of the laws of physics, chemistry, and biology, and the fundamental forces such as gravity, and the detailed structures of atoms and the elements of the universe have been precisely tailored so that the human being may live. And scientists today call this extraordinary design the anthropic principle. And for some of us who study science, we are familiar with these terms. This is the principle that says every detail in the universe has been designed in order that we benefit, in order that we live. And we know that Allah has created the whole universe for the human, for the mankind, not for Allah. Allah is not in need of anything. And we have read the Hadith where it says that Allah is free, rich from all want, and worthy of all praise. Allahu Akbar. And everything in creation, out of Allah's uniqueness, out of Allah's greatness, points to the oneness of Allah. And that everything in all situations is even governed by Allah's rules and laws. We have all heard the term that in the jungle, the lion is the king of the jungle. We've heard this term stated before. It says that the lion is the king of the jungle. But scientists have discovered that even in the jungle, the lion is vulnerable, and he too is not without his struggle. That even in the jungle, the lion is not without his struggle, and he has vulnerables, and he is vulnerable in his own habitat. News Weekly magazine made a statement saying that science finds God, the cover of its July 27, 1998 issue. It says that for the scientists, the more they study creation, the more they have to acknowledge, and the more they are promoted to acknowledge the greatness of Allah. And we as human beings, keeping in mind the rules of Allah, we as human beings have a personal experience with the law of laws and rules on a daily basis, especially when it comes to the productivity of what we're trying to accomplish in our lives. And it says the Far-Ayn. Many of us are familiar with the term Far-Ayn. It is an individual obligation that we have to Allah. The Far-Ayn says that when it comes time for prayer, for example, it means that you as an individual is responsible for making your own salat. No one, you can't say, brother or sister, could you make one of my prayers for me? You can't say, brother or sister, can you fast for the month of Ramadan for me? This is called Quran. This is a rule that we have to obey if we want to get the blessings for praying to Allah, and if we want to get the blessings for fasting on the month of Ramadan. No one can do these things for us. We have to do them as individuals. This is the law, the rule of Far-Ayn. It's follow the Far-Ayn. That no one can step in and pray for you or fast for you. You have to do this for yourself if you want to gain benefit and get blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's another term, Far-Kayf, Far-Kayfiyah. This is the obligation on the Muslim community. And this law says that in order for the community to be productive and to be healthy and to be make an accomplishment, that someone has to be a doctor. Not all of us. Not all of us have to be a doctor. But someone from the community should be a doctor. Someone needs to be an electrician. And someone has to be a contractor in order for the community to be productive. Because if we don't, then the community can suffer. And this is the rule that Allah has set that we have to be conscious of. And that we have to understand that Allah has set rules, and when we follow them, we benefit as individual on an individual level, and we also benefit as a community. Allahu Akbar. So Allah has shown us that He has made rules and laws for everything, and whenever anyone attempts to do something, He will get a response. And this rule, in this law, Allah's law doesn't care what nationality we are or what part of the earth we're from. It is our obligations and our responsibility to serve Allah's will. It is what is in our heart. It is our sincerity that matters most. And so we don't want to get caught up on out from this part of the land or from over there, because it doesn't matter in the sight of Allah. The only thing that matters is our sincerity and our worship to Allah. Allah says, and He reminds us in the Quran, that man can have nothing but what he strives for, and that the fruit of his striving will soon come into light. So Allah says that we can have nothing but what we strive for, nothing but what we work for. And so then we have to understand that we have to have patience, sabr. We have to have patience, because Allah is telling you it will soon come into light. It will soon, this striving will soon be rewarded if it's done with sincerity and consistency. Allah says He loves when you start something and you stick to the plan, alhamdulillah. The Muslims are the ones who stay with the plan. We don't waver and let the elements dictate to how we react when it comes to following Allah's guidance and commandments. We strive to follow to the best of our ability. Nothing, of course we know nothing can be done all the time. But serving Allah's will, it has to be established in our life most of the time. And the goal is to strive for perfection. The goal is to strive to do it all the time. That's the goal. Alhamdulillah. And we know in our striving, in all our striving as Muslims, it is done in peace. It is done in peace because Allah again asks us to observe the creation and in harmony. And most of the time when we make speech, we say, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the Prophet. We constantly ask for Allah's peace and blessing. And no matter what the situation is, is the consistency and the obedience to Allah. And especially in society today, in a society that is calling us to many different things, many different distractions. And so Allah says in the Quran, O ye children of Adam, let not Satan seduce you in the manner he has gotten your parents out of the garden, stripping them of their raiment to expose their shame, for he and his tribe watch you from a position where you cannot see them. And then Allah goes further to say, He has made the evil ones friends only to those without faith. So, the Satan, we have so many distractions, so many temptations, that if we're not mindful of Allah, that when we fall victim to the elements and to the things in society, and we will find ourselves living a life that is not designed by Almighty God Allah. In the story of Adam here, of course, all this points back to the history of the Prophet Adam, peace be upon him. Here it becomes the introduction. The story of Adam is the introduction of the later spiritual history of mankind. So again, with that in mind, we have to be strong, and we can't allow ourselves to be deceived. To be deceived to the reality of life. To be deceived about the reality that Allah wants for those who strive to seek His mercy and His forgiveness and to live a life of decency. And to be stripped of our righteousness. The righteousness, the original nature. It says the original nature of man is his innocence. His innocence. And we don't want to be stripped from that and fall victim to a life that is of corruption. And the more that we remain balanced, and the more that we balance the line between the physical and the material, finding that harmony that we see when we observe the creation, the easier Allah will make it easy for us to do, because the balance is something that we can do all the time. It's difficult to do anything all the time. No one can be wrong, just do wrong all the time. It's not designed in the nature. No one can be good, just do all good all the time. But what we can do is be balanced. Find that balance. Not that we want to do wrong, I'll say to you, I'm going to do wrong here because that's wrong. The goal is to strive for perfection. The Muslim strives for perfection. In the balance. Allah has created the whole universe in the balance. Of what's set, just be balanced. In order to do this, we have to carry out Islam with us everywhere we go. We can't afford to put it down wherever we feel like it. And we have to be clear of the true practice of Al-Islam, the religion. Clear on what is Al-Islam. And not get confused to what is culture. And what is tradition of some culture that we may have for ourselves from our history background. We want to understand what is true Al-Islam, and that's what we want to perfect. We want to perfect what is revealed to us from the Quran and what is practiced in the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. That is what we want to practice, and not the culture. We want to be clear on that, and we ask Allah to guide our hearts and make it easy for us so that we can perform and carry out our obligations to Allah to the best of our ability. So when we hear and read the words of encouragement from the Quran, we don't want to forget. Because Allah says that the human beings are creatures that tend to forget. And a lot of things that we hear, we've heard it before. But then we question ourselves. We should go back and question ourselves. How are we practicing it? What happened? We learn something. Do we apply it to our everyday life? There's one particular hadith where it says the Sahabas of the Prophet Muhammad wouldn't go to the next ayat in the Quran until they apply it in their everyday life. And that's the way we have to be. We want to apply this great religion in every aspect of our lives. If we don't, then what good is it? How can we benefit from it? When we read something from the Quran and we hear words of encouragement from our brothers and sisters, we don't want to put it down as soon as we leave their company. As soon as we read the Quran, we put it down and go out into the world. We don't want to forget what we just read. We want to hold on to it because Allah has revealed it to us in order that we can use it in society. And then we can be the example for someone who is not as fortunate as we are to have this great religion of Al-Islam. And that's the goal for the Muslim, to continue to strive to grow. Allah says He has created us to struggle, as I mentioned. It's a struggle in the beginning, but Allah says after every difficulty comes the ease. And then we pick up another struggle. And after that struggle comes the ease. Allahu Akbar. And every accomplishment, again, as I mentioned earlier, all the praise and glory belongs to Allah. Praise be to Allah. The human being is the head of life, the ruler of life under God. And if we don't obey Allah's rule, if we don't obey God's rule, other things in society will rule over us. Allah says, really, this is my way, leading straight. Follow it and follow not other paths. For they will scatter you about from Allah's great path. Thus does He command you that we may be righteous. That we may be righteous. And Allah is warning us that if we follow other avenues other than what we get from reading the Quran, and other than what we get from studying the life of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, it will separate us and cause division amongst us. And we have to strive and work and ask Allah. Nothing can be done without the remembrance of Allah. For the greatest thing in life is the remembrance of Allah, and that keeps us together, and that keeps the bridge between the Muslims so that we don't separate from one another and become victim to the wrong path that is set up for us to get away from the right path that Allah has designed for us. So we have to have morals. The moral law given to us by Allah. And we have to respect the morals. We can never underestimate good morals. Good morals. Concern for what the principle of right and wrong is. And that is the standard. That is the standard behavior or conduct. And we have to understand that the creation was all designed for a purpose. The more we're conscious of Allah, the more the universe will reveal its treasures. Its treasures to those who are sincere and those who are striving and seeking Allah's mercy. For Allah says in the Quran, He says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ عَظِيمٍ. And thou standest on an exalted standard of character. That this is what stands a Muslim up. After the Shahada, after Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, is your character, your excellent character, that separates you from those who are not as fortunate as we are to have this great religion. The good qualities of benevolence and courage, and to be just, and to have mercy for one another, and to be bountifulness, and to be sincere. And it said that these were all combined in the character of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. And if for us to be Muslims, that means we follow the character, the pattern, the life of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. We have to also, as individuals, show the same characteristics that he showed in being sincere, patient, and humble, and showing love for the less, and showing concern for the less fortunate, and for all the events that happen in society today. The Muslim is not the one who turns his back on struggle, or someone else's struggle, or on life in general when they're in need. The Muslim is the one who shows compassion and have patience. And this is something that has to be practiced, and it has to be applied. The knowledge has to be applied in order for us to get the benefit. ربنا أنت نعفو دنيا حسنا تنم في الخير حسنا تنم فينا عذابنا. Our Lord, give us good in this life and good in the world to come, and defend us from the torment of the fire. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. We ask Allah's peace and blessing to be upon His Messenger Muhammad, as well as his family and his companions. Dear Muslims, we live in a society today where the majority of the people have lost the value of decency. They have lost the value of what is correct morals. And we get exposed to it every day, when we turn on the television or when we listen to the radio. So that means we have to monitor everything. We have to monitor it for ourselves, and we have to monitor it for our children. We have to monitor these things. For it is said that just the environment alone, just being in a negative environment alone can corrupt you. Just being in an environment that is not built upon excellent character, that is not built upon taqwa, remembrance of God, can corrupt you alone. And so we want to, as much as possible, try to be in the company of one another. For that's where the strength comes from. No one of us can do it by ourselves as individuals. But at the same time, when we are out in society and we are away from our Muslim brother and sister, we still have to what? Respect the laws that Allah has established for His creation. And we still have to be true to our deen. And when we do that, we become valuable. Valuable to the people. Valuable to yourself. When we respect what Allah has established for His creation, for His universe, and when we're in a society that has lost the way, and have not being exposed to the guidance that we've been blessed to be exposed with, that obligates you. It obligates you to be strong and to stand up. And then your value as a human being is elevated to the people. And we don't want to just look for an environment where there's non-Muslims, but we go out and we deal with the people on a daily basis. And so someone brought it to us. Right? And so when we're grateful to that, we want to do the same for those who have not been as fortunate as we've been fortunate to be. to be in this religion. And if we're grateful, we should want to do the same for someone else. And that's the example we get for the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. When he was blessed with this great religion, he didn't just keep it to himself. He took it to the people. And we have to do the same thing. But he took it to them with knowledge and wisdom. And he took it to them with patience. And this is what we have to do. The better we become educated about this great religion, the better we can live it for ourselves, and the better we can share it with those we come in contact with, Allahu Akbar. So we have to ask Allah for this. Because we know the tradition of the Prophet Muhammad, he constantly stayed in remembrance of Allah. And if we don't stay in remembrance of Allah, it won't work for us. We have to call on Allah the way the Prophet did. He called on Allah constantly. He stayed in dhikr. He stayed in the remembrance of Allah. And so we have to do the same, else it won't work. And so I'm sure many of us are familiar with this, but this is a reminder. And inshallah, this is motivation. And that's what we get from one another. We get motivation. And we're reminded of this great religion. We remind each other when we say, As-salamu alaykum. When you see your brother out in the society, and you first thing you see, when you greet your brother and sister, you say, As-salamu alaykum. That is a reminder. May the peace and blessing of Allah be with you. A reminder that that is the goal. The goal is to strive for peace, right? We strive for peace because without peace, whatever it is we're doing, whatever it is we are interacting with, we can't enjoy it. If you have no salam, you can't enjoy whatever it is you're experiencing in this world. So when we see each other out in the public and we say, As-salamu alaykum, that is a reminder that that is the goal. Under worshiping and striving to be obedient to Allah and never associating anything in our worship to Allah, we strive for the peace. And we have to establish the peace. We establish this peace with yourself first, in your home, and wherever you go. We take this with us wherever we go. And then Allah, we are the ones who benefit. Allahu Akbar. So it pushes for us. If the environment can't corrupt you, then we have to have organization and society. Everything has to be organized. And if we underestimate organization, think about it when we're trying to get to the masjid on time from our home and we can't find our keys. Are we trying to get to school for a test or to our job and we can't find, we're running late, you run all over the house tearing everything up looking for your keys. That's lack of organization. This is important that Allah shows us that we have to establish everything under organization. It has to be organized in with ourselves and in our homes and in the community. And that's what we see in creation. Allah says He's made the night not outlap the day, and the day not overlap the night. And so Allah is showing us in His creation the importance of organization. And we have to always keep in mind for the future, the youth, the younger generation. We have to always understand how important it is for us to install these rules and laws in our youth. That means we have to invest our time in the younger generation. We have to invest in them. We have to invest what? Our time. Our ideas. We have to leave things behind for them so that they don't have to start all over again, right? We have to leave things behind for them so that they can go further than we went as a generation. And this is the productivity of the community of the Ummah, the Muslims. This is how we were blessed to have a deen today. Because the Prophet Muhammad, the prayers peace be upon him, understood that when Allah gives him something, he has to share it with the people. And we start with yourself and with your children and then so forth and so forth. And that's to organize and that's the pattern for success for the Muslim Ummah. So we invest in our community by giving them the education and the history of the life of the Prophet Muhammad, the prayer that he's built on him. And Allah says in the Quran, O mankind, there has come to you a direction from your Lord, and a healing, and a healing for the disease in your heart. And for those who believe, and for those who believe, a guidance and a mercy. So with the faith, that's the mercy. Allah says that the guidance and the mercy from your Lord. And let us know and understand that whatever Allah revealed to us or to bless us to come across in this earth, that whatever it is in the heavens or on earth, let it declare the praise and the glory of Allah, for He is exalted in might and He is the wise. Let us pray. Our Lord, condemn us not if we forget or fall into error. Our Lord, lay down on us a burden like that which thou didst lay on us before us.
Amen.
Lay down on us a burden greater than we have strength to bear. Blot out our sins. Grant us forgiveness. Have mercy on us. Thou art thou protector.
Amen.
Help us against those who stand against faith.
Amen.
Amen.